Hello, everybody. This is Armando, and today I would like to bring you part two of my computer build. As you recall, back in November, I built a computer, and I promised you that I would give you guys the specs of the computer and what it has inside. To recap, I put in a 120 gig SSD Kingston solid state drive. I put in a 1 gig 8400 NVIDIA GeForce video card, and it has the capability to have both regular and high definition monitor. I also put in an 8-core processor that is currently clocked at 4.0, thanks to my tech who helped me out. Windows 7 Ultimate 64-bit. It has Microsoft Office 2007. It has AVG, and I also put in 8 gigs of RAM, as we recalled earlier. And by the way, sorry for the audio quality. I hope this one is better. I managed to pair, out of all the devices I have, believe it or not, I managed to pair my BrailleNote Apex 32 cell to my computer by way of running a cord that goes from the headphone jack to the line-in or auxiliary output of my clip speakers, which I will be talking about momentarily. So hopefully this will turn out well for the demonstration. To update, I additionally added a 500 gig SATA hard drive, and I also purchased a set of Klipsch Pro Media 2.1 speakers from Best Buy. They were about $150 or so. And for what they are 200 watt speakers. They have a heavy subwoofer. They sound pretty well. I was very amazed. I've actually tried these speakers out thanks to a good friend of mine back at the program where I was at the Orientation Center for the Blind in Albany, California. He allowed me to test his speakers and I fell in love with them, so I went and purchased a pair for myself and I'm very satisfied, so I hope they give out great sound when I walk you guys through the demonstration of the specs and what each is rated at due to the system rating, that is. I managed to install JAWS for Windows, just a copy of it, just because WindowEyes, for some reason, was not able to read me the system ratings. I already notified GW Micro, so I hope they work on that for either a patch release or an upgrade or whatever the case may be, but they were notified and I sent them an email explaining to them. But for the moment, you'll be hearing JAWS for Windows on my system just for the demonstration purposes. So right now I'm sitting at the desktop and I'm going to hit the letter C until I hear control panel. And by the way, I'm probably gonna go a little bit faster since Rick already covered how to get to the system rating on his podcast that he did regarding his computer build. So thank you for that, Rick. And thank you, by the way, for the Blind Geek Zone and how well it's evolved since your updates and numerous overhauls you've done to that site.
Control panel.
And I'm going to hit enter.
All control panel items. Action center link.
I'm going to hit the letter S until I hear system. And that's where you want to enter.
System link. Retrieving system rating link. Windows Experience Index link.
And we're going to enter where it says the Windows Experience Index link.
Performance information and tools. What do these numbers mean? Link.
What do these numbers mean? And I'm going to tab around until I hear.
View and print detailed performance and system information link.
View and print performance detailed information system.
Performance information and tools. Separator. No links. Performance information and tools. More details about my computer. Print this page button.
Which we're not going to print. We're going to find where I get my actual processor information and all the components listed into my computer.
Processor. AMD FXTM-8320 8-core processor.
So it's telling me I have an AMD FX8320 8-core processor.
7.7.
And it's rated at 7.7, which is very good for what it is. My technician who built it for me, he actually ran the Windows Experience Index for me, and he was telling me it was pretty good for the rating it got, since they usually rate it at 7.9.
4.3.
And I guess 4.3 is the lowest rating.
Determined by lowest subscore. Memory RAM.
Memory RAM.
8.00 GB.
It tells me I have 8 gigs or 8.0 GB.
7.7.
And it's rated at 7.7 as well. And that's... The RAM is at 1333 DDR3 by Corsair.
Graphics.
And then it's going to give me my graphics.
NVIDIA GeForce 8400 GS.
NVIDIA or NVIDIA GeForce 8400 GS.
4.3.
It tells me I have the lowest score, but that's because I didn't want to upgrade to a more stable video card, since really I don't require the video. The only reason, of course, you know, we have to have the video so that our programs can talk to each other, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, it's just something that I didn't pay much attention to. I just said whatever works well, whatever's going to meet the requirements to run either JAWS or WindowEyes would suffice for me.
Gaming graphics.
Gaming graphics.
4095 MB total available graphics memory.
4095 megabytes, apparently.
5.4.
Then it's rated at 5.4. I guess it's not bad for a low-end video card.
Primary hard disk.
Primary hard disk.
73 GB free, 112 GB total.
It tells me I have 73 gigabytes free out of 112, which it's 120.
7.9.
And it's rated at 7.9, which is, believe it or not, that is awesome for that hard drive. I was very amazed, especially for what I paid for it, about 110 bucks.
Windows 7 Ultimate.
Windows 7 Ultimate is giving me my operating system information.
Table end. System.
And the system.
Separator. Manufacturer. To be filled by OEM.
Manufacturer to be filled by OEM, and that's because, of course, I went and bought an ASUS motherboard, 990 Pro. So, it's basically built by hand, so I guess you could say it's determined or built by myself and my technician.
Model.
Model.
To be filled by OEM.
So, you could just say it's to be filled by OEM. Oh, it's just an Armando PC. I don't know. You guys can name it that way.
Total amount of system memory.
Total amount of system memory.
8.00 GB RAM.
8.0 gigs of RAM.
System type.
System type.
64-bit operating system.
It tells me I have a 64-bit operating system loaded, which is pretty good.
Number of processor cores. 4.
And for some reason, when it ran the system rating test, the only thing it didn't do was run it at full 8 cores. I don't understand why, but I know it's an 8 core, so we'll leave it at that. I'm not going to argue.
Storage.
And for storage, it's going to tell me...
Total size of hard disk S, 577 GB.
I have, I guess, the size of disks, including for the two hard drives, I have about... rounded off to 600 gigs.
Disk partition C. 73 GB free, 112 GB total.
So on partition drive C, which is my main drive, I have 73 gigs free out of 112.
Disk partition D.
Partition D, which is my storage drive.
453 GB free, 466 GB total.
So I have 453 gigabytes free out of 466 total.
Media drive E.
Media drive.
CD-DVD.
CD-DVD drive, it tells me I have.
Graphics.
My graphics card.
Display adapter type. NVIDIA GeForce 8400 GS.
It's telling me my display adapter type, which is the NVIDIA GeForce 8400 GS.
Total available graphics memory.
Total available memory for graphics.
4095 MB.
4095 megabytes.
Dedicated graphics memory.
Dedicated memory, I guess, that the system uses.
1024 MB.
It uses 1024 megabytes, or at least a gig.
Dedicated system memory.
Dedicated system memory.
0 MB.
0 megabytes, I guess it's... doesn't use a system memory.
Shared system memory.
And the shared system memory is...
3071 MB.
3071 megabytes.
Display adapter driver version.
And it's going to give me the driver version of my adapter.
Primary monitor resolution. 1280x1024. DirectX version.
DirectX version.
DirectX 10. Network.
And for my network, I have...
Network adapter. 802.11n wireless LAN card.
I have a 802.1n wireless card, which is a Tenda wireless. I wanted to share this with you, and I hope you guys found this information helpful. And as I said, I promised I would give you guys my specs. So as you can tell, I guess it's complaining about the video card, but really to me, who cares? I don't require an expensive video card. So, you know, others may argue that, and that's okay. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. If you guys have any questions, you can email me at armando.maldon ADO0767@gmail.com. And I know if it gets uploaded to Blind Geek Zone, Rick will put my email address on there, which I really don't mind. I would love to hear any comments, suggestions, feedback. That would very much be appreciated. Until next time, thank you for listening to my podcast and hope to hear from you all soon. Take care.